Welcome back to the Blockchain and Beyond podcast with Farzan Akhtar. So today we're discussing a project called Superfluid. And Superfluid describes himself as an asset streaming protocol that brings subscriptions, salaries, rewards, and DAOs to crypto native businesses. The reason I'm really interested in this project is because one, they've been going along for quite a long time, and they've actually built a solid product which actually works, and there are a lot of use cases being developed on it. Including but not limited to, you know, DeFi, as mentioned, salaries, also gaming functionality, which is quite interesting to see what they're actually building. So we're gonna look a bit into their project and why I think it's exciting and some of their potential next steps. So Superfluid is a token-centric smart EVM contract framework. And that sounds like a mouthful, and it is, but it's basically saying that it uses smart contracts and is compatible with EVM. And the main focus of this is tokens. So its main functionality is regarding functioning with tokens, moving them around, and understanding how we can actually work with them. Superfluid introduced the Super Token, and the Super Token is effectively a wrapper for a normal ERC20 token. And this gives it the functionality that Superfluid actually want to provide. And in particular, these super tokens actually enable two key functionalities. So the first one is the idea of money streams, or as they call a constant flow agreement. So you can actually move tokens in a constant rate by the second streams between accounts without locking up any capital. This is quite interesting because you're able to send money in real time, but you don't need to, for example, store this money in a bank account or what we would consider a bank account. But also you have an instant distribution. So you can actually set up a smart contract using Superfluid where you outline a bunch of other addresses to receive whichever token. So you can say token or address A will receive 10%, address B will receive 10%, so on and so forth. And then when you actually send these tokens through that contract address, it will automatically distribute these to all of the addresses that you have listed below it. So, and the big other thing that they mentioned is that Superfluid is composable. And so ERC20 is probably one of the most used token formats. It's used on Ethereum, it's used on pretty much every other protocol which is EVM compatible. They will have some sort of compatibility with ERC20. That means Superfluid can theoretically be deployed on all of these different chains. And Superfluid is already multi-chain, so they started on Polygon, and I believe they have perhaps working with, I want to say, Polkadot as one of their partners, but they're also available on some other chains and layer 2s as well. So now we can actually discuss some of the use cases. So the first use case that is quite obvious when using Superfluid is recurring payments. So the big example they give is a salary stream. So most of us will get paid by our jobs, and this will be, in most cases, it will be paid every month. In some jobs, it will be every 2 weeks. In some jobs, it may be every week, but that is more unlikely. So what Superfluid allows you to do is actually receive your funds in real time. So what that means is what it would look like is your bank balance would tick up every second based on what you're earning. So you're not waiting till the end of the month to receive your paycheck. Your balance in your bank actually goes up every second, every minute, every hour. So you're no longer waiting for the end of the month before you can, you know, carry out big purchases. And this is actually quite useful for most people because throughout the month, you may have your different subscriptions for different services. For example, Spotify or Netflix, or perhaps you have other bills to pay which don't necessarily align with your with the day that you get your salary. So this enables a lot more flexibility. And once we see this integrated into our day-to-day salaries, that'll be a lot more interesting. And then this can expand into more ecosystems, for example, DeFi. So we already have an exchange on here called Ricochet Exchange, and they're leveraging the Superfluid protocol along with a series of smart contracts to allow you to dollar cost average and invest in other tokens using the Superfluid protocol. So you can set up a stream which will say every month I want to purchase 100 USDC I want to take 100 USDC and purchase, the equivalent amount of Ethereum. And they will set up a smart contract combining everyone's funds. So this reduces the amount of fees you pay, but it combines everyone's payments, and these tokens will be streamed to you over the course of the whole month. So it gives you an opportunity to dollar cost average without having to think about or set up your own recurring buys. You just need to set up the initial payment saying, I want to buy X amount every month. And then those tokens will be streamed from your account in real time and converted to the token that you want. And the great thing about this is that you can cancel this stream at any time. So if you no longer want to purchase that token, you can cancel the stream and that's done. You're no longer sending out payments, you're no longer receiving payments. So it settles it very, very quickly. This extends to the ideas of automatic DAO payrolls as well. So some members of DAOs get paid in tokens, and manually sending out tokens every month is a lot of legwork and a lot of man hours. But by automating it using Superfluid, it takes a lot of that effort away and it makes it a lot easier to manage because you no longer need to check or verify if the tokens have been sent out. Once you've set up the stream, you just need to make sure that the address which holds the tokens doesn't run out of said tokens. And then this expands further into the idea of subscriptions. And this is probably more interesting, and I think it's a trend that we'll see going forwards. So most subscriptions that we pay for, again, Spotify, Netflix, our internet or our mobile contract is based on a monthly subscription. But sometimes you want to try a service without necessarily paying for the whole month. Perhaps you only want to pay for a week or or 2 weeks or a month. So if something like Netflix was to introduce Superfluid protocol into what they do, you could technically buy or use Netflix for 2 weeks at a time or 1 week at a time or even 1 day at a time. Perhaps there's a show that you really want to watch. You could actually pay for Netflix for only 1 day. And then once you're done, you can cancel it and you would have only paid for that 1 day. So that means people can actually get more out of what they pay for rather than having to pay out for the whole month. You would pay out for 1 day, which would be, a very small amount and could actually entice more people to start using it because there's no longer that upfront cost which you would otherwise have to pay when, buying or paying upfront. But for me, the more interesting solutions actually come into gaming. So one idea is that they have streaming of in-game resources, and they give an example of a game called Clash of Clans, where you have buildings in the game which passively over time create resources for you. And you have to manually go and collect these resources every so often. Potentially using Superfluid, this could be automated where these tokens in other Web3 games get streamed into your wallet rather than you having to manually go and collect them. So that means you have a constant flow of these tokens and you're not reliant on necessarily logging in to actually use them. For me, one interesting application is the idea of evolving NFTs. And how this would work is you can have different traits within video games that are time-based. So for example, with the durability of an item. So when you purchase a weapon or an item, perhaps it has some sort of durability, and the durability may only last for a month in real time. So using Superfluid, you can actually have a this NFT can hold a token, and this token may slowly be streamed away. And the amount of this token actually represents the durability of this item. So it may start out with 100 tokens, but over the course of the month, this will deplete down towards zero. So once it hits zero, you can no longer use that item. And perhaps it's the case where you then need to repair, or in the game, it would be called repairing, but you'd actually send to that NFT or that token some more of the durability token, which you can purchase from other players to actually start using the item again. And it seems like quite a complex understanding. And it is. So, it all comes down to, especially in gaming, towards the user experience, to understanding, how can people streamline this and make it easy for the end user. But this idea of evolving NFTs can also apply to, games like Pokemon or Pokemon style games, which we are seeing emerge across the Web3 ecosystem, where once you may receive an egg for this monster, and the egg will hatch in 7 days. This can actually be represented through a superfluid stream, so you can actually see how long is left before that egg hatches, and that is verifiable using this token stream, which would be a attribute of the NFT of the egg that you have. So it's a quite interesting application, and I don't think many other projects have been doing this. So going forward with the idea of Superfluid, I think it has a lot of potential to actually take things forward for most people. And the biggest thing is obviously the streaming of funds, because that causes a lot of friction in our day-to-day lives, and it can cause a lot of confusion when trying to understand, how much money you're actually earning and then how much is actually going out. So using something like Superfluid, where you can actually visibly measure your token streams, and I will just, if you're watching online, I will show you a dashboard of someone I know. So here, he has a stream for USDC, and his net inflow is 200 a month. And his inflow and outflow, so he has an 800 USDC inflow from multiple sources, and he has approximately a 600 USDC outflow again through multiple sources. And using the Superfluid platform, you can actually see which addresses are sending these in and which addresses are sending these out. So you can actually more accurately measure where your money is actually coming and going, which I think is quite a unique concept. And from this dashboard, when you connect your wallet, you can actually close any of these outgoing streams effectively immediately. In a few clicks, you can cancel any recurring payments. And I think Superfluid has the potential to expand to a lot of different blockchains, especially the ones which are Ethereum compatible. But we're also seeing similar projects now pop up on non-Ethereum compatible chains. So for in the example of Algorand, we have a platform called HoneFi coming. And HoneFi again does what Superfluid does in a similar fashion, but they have some additional functionalities such as cliffs and instant distributions. So you can set up a stream or perhaps token vesting for investors. And this will say, no tokens will be streamed for the first year, and then immediately 5% of the tokens will be vested. So you have access to 5% of the tokens, and the rest of the tokens will be streamed over the course of, 3 or 4 years, and tokens will be unlocked every hour, every day, every month, every week, however you want to set it up. So it gives users a lot of flexibility in the way that they actually approach distributing tokens to other users. So that actually concludes what I want to talk about today. I think Superfluid is actually one of the groundbreaking advancements in Web3. They're a project that has been around for quite a long time. They have been working with a lot of different projects such as the Unlock Protocol and CoinShift, and even platforms like Mezari actually pay their employees using Superfluid. So that actually, verifies their use case, where they have sort of found a product market fit. And it will be interesting to see how they evolve over time, especially working with chains which are non-Ethereum compatible, because I think this is a service or something that a lot of has a lot of applications, obviously outside of DeFi, like gaming, which I find the most interesting. But also, if it can, enable perhaps lending of uncollateralized loans or over collateralized loans, that's one of the bounties that they have out right now, is for someone to create a way to actually offer loans using the Superfluid protocol. So yeah, I'm quite interested to see how this will actually expand and go on in the future. But as always, feel free to reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. They're all linked in the description below. I'll add links to the Superfluid protocol and their social media as well. And hopefully I can reach out to them and speak to them soon. But yeah, as always, thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.